In Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu continues to tell Teichacha and Musar to the Yidden before his Yistalkus. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues on repeating the history of what happened with Yidden throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, and he starts repeating in great length the whole story of Chet HaEgel. What happened with the Chet HaEgel, and what happened afterwards, where he came down from the mountain, and he broke the Luchas, and he dived into the Eibishter, and the Eibishter finally told him to make a second pair of Luchas. And after the Teda concludes, Moshe Rabbeinu concludes this whole arichis about what happened with the Chet HaEgel and the Luchas, in Pedik Yud, Pasuk Vav, Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to speak about the Chatayim that Yidden sinned, the Chet HaYidden sinned, after the Yistalkus of Aron HaKohen. He's starting to say the story of the Chet HaEgel, which is something which happened in the beginning of the 40 years in the Midbar, which the Chet HaEgel happened right after Yidden left Mitzrayim, and the Psal L'chosh N'luchs of Aram Kodeshenim happened on Yom Kippur, right after Yidden left Mitzrayim. And here he goes over to the other extreme, to the end of the 40 years, what happened after the stalkers of Aron HaKohen, which was an Aleph of, right before, by the end of the 40 years. Why is he jumping from the beginning to the end? Says Rashi right away that Mesha was Samach, the Teichicha, of what happened of Mrs. Ad, after Mrs. Aron, to the Shvir Saluchas Leimar, to tell us that Kosha Misasan Shatzadik Mifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu came Shinishtabra Be'aluchas. He's giving us a message over here. What's he telling us? That these two events, although they occurred time-wise very far one from another, 40 years apart one from another, but you should know that they're equally painful and hard, kavyachol, for the Eibishter. The same way we understand that the inyan of Shviras HaLuchas was a horrible thing that occurred, that caused, was kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing, and equally, the same pain is for the Eibishter by misasan shal tzadikim. In other words, according to the Pashas, the way we understand it, Rashi, the idea of what happened by Shviras HaLuchas and what happened by Misasan Shal Tzadikim are two separate ideas which aren't connected one to another. Never then, the pain, the way they caused the Eibishter, in other words, seemingly a sort of external factor, so the Eibishter relates to these two events, that's where they are, Kasha, that's where they are, painful and equally painful one to another. But since everything in Teda has to be a Inyan Amiti, so therefore the fact that the Teda compares the breaking of the luchas to misasan shal tzadikim, muzman zogin, that is not just the words that they're compared with their effect, how they affect kaviyachol the Eibishter. None of the contrary. Shviras haluchas and misasan shal tzadikim are the same idea. That when we look into the teichin pnimi of what really happened by shviras haluchas and what's really the idea of misasan shal tzadikim, we'll understand that the teichin pnimi shebehem is really the same thing. And that's why they're equally painful for the Eibishter. It's not two separate occurrences which are equally painful for the Eibishter. Now it's one idea, and it's one inyan which is kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now but then it played out, one in the beginning of the 40 years with the Chet HaEgel, and one by the end of the 40 years with the Misav Aron HaKohen. Noch merer, from the fact that the Teda is mashva two inyanim one to another, it's not just that they're compared in their teichin and their inyan pnimi, nor all the pratim of the inyan also have to be compatible one to another. That means all the inyanim which occurred, not just the general idea which happened by Shviras HaLuchas, nor the pratim that happened by Shviras HaLuchas are also identical to the inyan pnimi of Misasan Shal Tzadikim and to the pratim of the inyan of Misasan Shal Tzadikim. And because they're so identical in their inyan pnimi and all their pratim, therefore they're equally kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to understand the deep comparison that there is between the idea of Shviras HaLuchas and Misasan Shal Tzadikim, we have to take a deeper look onto what really occurred and what's really the idea of the Shviras HaLuchas, and only then we'll be able to understand why are they equally kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we get to the Shviras HaLuchas, we find something very interesting. On one hand, like self-understood, that the inyan of Shviras HaLuchas is a great tragedy that happened to Yidden. Not kedekach, when the Mishnah wants to be meiner the inyanim that happened in Shavuos b'Tammuz, that it's a day which is in chayiv b'tainus, the first thing that the Mishnah considers is the idea that Shavuos b'Tammuz was nishbara aluchas. It's a terrible thing that happened. On the other hand, we find something very interesting. We find that in Shviras HaLuchas there was an akuda which was also a positive nakuda, which that is that the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Ba'aleischa that V'arein Bris Hashem Helich Lifneim, that the Aron of the Eibishter would go in front of the Yidden L'Milchama. What exactly is this Arein Bris Hashem? So there's a Machlekes what exactly it is, but it actually brings up in Parshas Ba'aleischa from the Sefri that holds that it was the Adon Kipshute. Which Adon Kipshute would go in front of Yidin Lamelchama? So there's a day in the Tanayim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Glili holds that it was Dafka, the Adon, that had in it the Shivri Luchis. Just a little bit background, what's the Vart over here? In this week's Pasha, we find that the Eibishter talking this Pedik, where the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu to make new luchis, the Eibishter tells him right away in Pedik Yud, Pasuk Aleph, he tells us that the Eibishter tells him, Vayimer Hashem Elai, Psalucha Shnei Luchis Avarim Karishenim Valei Alai Ahara, make from the Tzivim to get to the luchis Shnius, and the Pasuk concludes and he says that the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vasisa Lucha Arein Eitz, you should make yourself an Arun of Eitz. And the way Rashi explains and Tesis explains by Lichis, that over here this we're talking about, this was by Yom Kippur. This was way before, this was right before the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu that Tzivoy v'asalim lidash v'shachanti b'seichem, which was only after Moshe Rabbeinu came down for the Har. And this is before Yom Kippur. And even before Yom Kippur, the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should make an Arin. This is not the Arin which was part of the Tzivoy of making the Mishkan. The Arin, which is part of the Tzivoy making the Mishkan, that was the Arin Shalzov. And that was something which was created through Bezalel. And like Rashi tells us over there in those parashiyas, that Bezalel first created the Mishkan, and only then created the Arin. In other words, the Arin was something which was created much later, that Arin. Over here, the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu a special Tzivoy that he should make an Arin of Eitz. And this Arin was ready right away, right after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain on Yom Kippur. So in this Arin Shal Eitz, Moshe Rabbeinu put in the Luchas Shnius. And in this Arein Shel Eitz, Moshe Rabbeinu also put in the Shivri Luchas Harishenis. A couple months later, when the Mishkan was ready and the Arun was ready, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Luchas Shnius and he put that in the Arun Shel Zav, which that went into the Kedesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan. This says that throughout the years, by Yidden, there was constantly two Arenas. There was one Arin, an Arin Shel Zav, which was created by Bezalel, which that stood in the Kedesh HaKadoshim. And that had in it the Luchas Achrenes. And that Arin wasn't allowed to be taken on Melchama. And there was one event that Yidden did take it to Melchama, and tragedies happened from it and so on. That's one Arin. Over here, there was a second Arin. There was an Arin of Eitz. And in this Arin of Eitz, there was a Shivri Luchas. And on this Arun Shal Eitz, which happened to Shivri Luchas, the Eibishter says, "V'arein Bris Hashem Heilich Lifneiam," that when Yidden would go out to war or Lifneiam Machan, when they would travel, this Arun with the Shivri Luchas would go in front of the Yidden. Interesting that this was a seder which went on from the Midbar for hundreds of years until Shlema Melech. Once Shlema Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, and he built finally the Makim Kavua of the Ashras Ashkin in Yerushalayim, so then they transferred also the Shivri Luchas, and the Luchas and the Shivri Luchas were both in the Arin in the Kedesh HaKadoshim. But until then, there was the Arena Eitz which had in it the Shivri Luchas, and that's something which went in front of Yidin LaMulchama. So back to our Inyan, we find over here something very interesting, that the Shivri Luchas is something that Yidin took with them LaMulchama. The Chura, what's the Pel over here? The Chura is the Inyan of Pili Ployim. Yidin are going over here LaMulchama. And b'shas you didn't go to Melchama, the self-understood thing is that b'shas you go to Melchama, you need any schus to be melamed on Yidden, you're tafke looking for the schusim of Yidden. And that's the kach we find later talking Chumash Dvar and Pashat Kiseitzei, that the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden a special tzivui, that Kiseitzei la Melchama, the tafke in a time that you're going to go, Kiseitzei machan alivecha, tafke in a time, then you're going to go to our Inyan of Melchama, there's a special tzivui. You're going to get to a special zehidus in the Yanam of Tumma V'tada. And like the pasuk over there concludes, that Ki Hashem Lekech Masalich Bekerev Machanecha, that Tzilcha V'lasu Tzivecha Lifanecha V'hoye Machanecha Kaddish. The Davka, because it's in the time of Melchama, and you need Eibishter's help to go in front of you, to help you, and you should be able to conquer your enemies. Therefore, you have to have a special zehidus in the Yanam of Gdusha in order that you should be able to be a limut schus when you get to the alicha l'mulchama. So in other words, what do we see from here? That at times that Yidden are going to Melchama, it's a time that Yidden are vulnerable. It's a time that Yidden need the most chusim that's possible. What are they taking with them? They're taking with them an Arin, which has the Shivri Luchas. Why are these Luchas subrachen? Why are they broken? Because of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is the worst of the Avedis that Yidden has ever done. At Kedekach, that Meshra, the Eibishter tells Meshra Rabbeinu in Parshas Kiseitzei, B'shasi, he said that he's going to forgive the Yidden for now for doing the Chet HaEgel, but the Eibusha says right away, and the Rashi explains right away that what does it mean that when I'm going to remember them, I'm going to remember this Aveda too? In other words, that throughout the generations, there are going to be different Piranis that the Eibusha is going to bring on Yidden. Says Rashi that there's no Piranis that come on Yidden. Notice the Chet of the Eagle is such a bad Chet that in all scenarios and throughout all the generations, Mekenish Upsalon, it's something we can never pay up. The harm that the Chet Eagle accomplished. In other words, that the Chet Eagle has in it something seemingly so negative. And Dafka, in a time when we're going to Melchama, that we're looking for the biggest limud schus, Dafka, then we take the Arin, Varim Bris Hashem Helich Lifneim, what type of Arin? The Arin which has Shivrei Luchis, an Inyan which Elchura reminds us of the worst Chet of Yidden. Nachmerer, not the. Who are those that are going to Melchama? So we know that in Parshas Shaftim, there's a big arichis that the Torah tells us what was the Seder before Yidden will go to Melchama. So over there, the Torah goes into great detail that before Yidden will go to Melchama, the Kohen HaMashuach, and afterwards the Sheitrim, will get up in front of Yidden and make certain proclamations to Yidden that they should know before they go to Melchama. The last hachraza that the Sheitrim would speak to the Am, before to the Tzavah, before they would go to Melchama, says the Torah, that the Shaitan would tell the Yidden, the Mia Isha Yari V'rach Alivav, the person, the soldier, which is scared or soft-hearted, says the Teda, Yelich V'yashav Lebeise, he should go home and return to his house. Le'yimas Levav Echav Kilavav, he shouldn't melt, he shouldn't frighten the hearts of his brothers. Just like he's frightened, he shouldn't get his brothers scared. What does it mean? In other words, in the previous Pesukim, the Torah was telling us certain things, certain criterias, who should go back. Someone which built a bayis chadash, someone which just got married, someone which just was not a ked and v'chulu. What's this vard? What's the criteria of a isha yari v'rachalivav? So Rashi brings, and there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, what exactly this means. Rabbi Kiva learns it literally. Yimi isha yari yachalivav means as follows. He wasn't not a ked, he wasn't nasa isha, he wasn't bana bayis. He's pashut scared. The Gash means he's a scared person, and therefore the Teda Kayan's giving him, the Shaitanim are giving him, it's a Teda Kamashmalon, that he shouldn't go in the Melchama, not because he's going to be Yimas Levav Echav Kilavave, he's going to ruin the spirit of the army going to war. That's the day of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yisak Lili argues with him, and Rabbi Yisak Lili says no. Rabbi Yisak Lili says, what's the Pshat HaYari V'Acha Levav? He has a good reason to be scared. Why is he scared? He's scared Ma'aveda Shabiyadi. Not. That's what the Kohen is giving a message as follows. The way Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisak Glili learns the entire Achraz is as follows. The Torah gave us different pturim from the army, that Nata Keren, Bana Bayis, Nasa Isha, in order that if there's a Yid, that's Yari Maraveda Shabiyadi, if there's a Yid that has a Vedas, is a sinner amongst the soldiers that are going to war, so you can start pointing out the people that are going to leave, we're going to know who did the Aveda. So the Abisha said that there's other criterias that should leave the war too, in order that you shouldn't be able to point out who's leaving because Nasa Isha, Bana Bais, not the Kedon, who's leaving Ma'aveda Shabiyadi. But Akapanam, according to Rabbi Yisya, clearly comes out that Mia Isha Yadiv Lachalivav, someone which has Aveda Shabiyadi, shouldn't go to war. In other words, the ones that went to war were people that weren't Yadiv Lachalivav, they weren't scared Ma'aveda Shabiyadim, why not? Because they didn't have Avedis. So in other words, all the people that went to war that remained after this announcement of this Kayin HaMashuach and the Shaitanim were all tzaddikim. Nachmerer, the way Rashi learns the parsha over here in Parsha Shaftim of the Hachraz of the Kayin HaMashuach, it wasn't only a ptur that these people, they're potter that they don't have to go to war. The Pasuk tells us right in the beginning that the Shaitan would speak to the Am and told them, but why should they go back? Because they were bein a bayis chadosh, they were not a keren, and this keren, they didn't manage to use this keren yet, they didn't manage to lechonche, they didn't manage to use it the vayla. So why should they go back? Says the pasuk, penyamus mamulchama, he might die in the war, and somebody else is going to have his keren. Taich is actually what's called pen yamas b'malchama. The taich b'pashtus is that he might, it's something which might happen to him. It says Rashi, what's pshat pen yamas b'malchama? Not the shim leish me ledivre kein kedai hu sheyamus. Not the. In other words, not he might die in the war. Hitaka deserves to die. If he didn't listen to the kayin, Hitaka deserves to die. In other words, that these people that the Kohen is telling to go back home, according to what Rashi learns over here, the Pshuta Shemikra means that they have a chiyuv to go home. Now, what's the last criteria that we just learned that has a chiyuv to go home? Somebody that's Yarei Ma'aveda Shebiyadei. That says that what comes out from here is that someone which has Yarei Ma'aveda Shebiyadei, not only is it a Teva Kamashbal and he should go home, not only it's a Rishus that he could go home, he has a chiyuv that he must leave the army. In other words, so we're left with an army which is Kuli Tzadikim. So these are Yidden, which the Eibishter for sure, it's a schus from the fact that there's no reason for the Eibishter to punish them, because we're talking about Yidim which are all tzaddikim. And nevertheless, the fact that they're all tzaddikim and there's no one amongst them which is Yadim Aveda Shebiyadi is not enough to be megan on them from their Eivim, and they're looking to be melamed a new schus, a deeper schus on them. What do they take with them? The Adam with Shivri Luch is something which reminds the Eibishter of the worst thing possible. Narvadan, that Gufa tells us that this inyan of the Shivrei Luchis, although, like we mentioned before, Bepashtos, is such a negative inyan, nevertheless, it has in it such a positive message and such a positive inyan that this could be a limud schus, not just stama nidin, it could be a limud schus on a am and a tzav, which is kuli tzadikim, on them gufa could be a limud schus. And this is pushing us to understand that there has to be a nekuda in the inyan of Shivri Luchas, which has got a positive inyan, which has got an inyan l'mal yusa, after the kachat inyan l'mal yusa, the dafka this they would take for limud schus for the yisim l'mulchama. So in order to understand this, we have to understand what essentially occurred by the story of the Shivri Luchas. Okay. So before we go to the story of the Shivri Luchas, let's first understand what were the Luchas itself. The Luchas itself, the Torah describes in Parshas Kisisa, right before Moshe Rabbeinu destroys the Luchas, says the Torah that the Luchas Maisa Alekim Hema V'amichtav Michtav Alekim Hu Chorus Al Luchas. In other words, the Torah over here describes three pratim that which were unique and special about these Luchas. The first thing the Torah tells us is the first Maila the Luchas has V'hal Luchas. In other words, meaning the stones, Pashat, the which we're in what the Asias were carved in. The Etzim stones were Maisel the Kimhema. What's the shot that they were Maisel the Kimhema? It means literally, not they were a divine, holy, Getlecha Himmel Chazach. They weren't something which was created from the earth. It's not the shot that the Abishah took a stone, an earthly stone, an expensive one, a chashava one, a tired one, no. The stone that the Luchas was carved into was something godly, something which was made by the Eibishter himself. It came called Kuli Min HaShemayim. It's already a Gvaldik HaMayla. Something which is called Kuli. It's not a physical Gashmis Tikanivir. It's something which comes called Kuli from heaven. That's the first Mayla that the Luchas had. The second Mayla that the Luchas has, says the Tere Vayter, Michtav Michtav Alikimu. The Eibishter, these Oisis which were inscribed onto the Luchas were inscribed by the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter himself then carved in the Luchas the Aseres HaDibris. Now the Torah tells us a third Nekuda. Then in what type of way was the Oisis on the Luchas? Says the Torah that it wasn't just Stamin or Eifin, that the Oisis were written on the Luchas, al derech like ink on a cloth. It wasn't just Stamin, it was an Eifin of Charus, al Luchas. It was a Rangikrit, and the way we learn in Chazal, that it was Chakuk me'ever le'ever, that it was from both sides and from all four sides, and to the extent that Chazal tell us that the Samach and the Mem in the Luchas b'nesayo aimdim. In other words, that the Michtav alikim hu, what was the relationship between the Michtav alikim hu and the Maisim alikim hu, the Etzim Evan and the Oasis, which were carved in the Evan, tells us that it was Charus, it was a Rangikrit that was carved in through and through. This is the definition of what the Luchas themselves were. Like we'll understand soon what's the Eimek HaDvarim in every single one of these Pratim. Now, what was the occurrence that happened that brought about that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas? Says Chazal something interesting. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain and he was coming closer to the Machana of where the Chet HaEgel was happening, says Chazal that Nestakel Moshe Behem Moshe looked at the Luchas that he was holding. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Ksav left the Davonim. The Ksav left the Maisa, the Michtav Lekimu, the second Maila that we said that the Eibishter inscribed the Oasis into the Luchas. He saw that this Nekuda was Parach Mala Luchas. Therefore, Amar, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, how am I going to give Yidden such a Luchas which don't have a mamish to them? not the. In other words, Kilu Neymar, what Chazal are telling us in this Medrash is that it's not the way we understand B'Pashtas that Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain. And he was so upset at Yidden on the Chet HaEgel that they did. And therefore he made a Cheshbin, whichever Cheshbin that it was, either that Yidden don't deserve the Luchis, or guard to protect the Yidden, like the different Pirushim Shabazah. But the way we understand B'Pashtas that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Cheshbin. And therefore he went and he broke the luchis. Tells us over here this medrash that something else happened. That before Moshe Rabbeinu even decided to break the luchis, something happened in the luchis. What happened in the luchis? The parach ksav mahaleim. And we bow that this occurrence of parach ksav mahaleim happened in the luchis. That brought Moshe to the conclusion, not that he's going to break the luchis, nor kavyocha that he must break the luchis. Echani nesim liyisrael sa luchis sheim behem mamish. I have no other choice. I can't give them this object, this stone, sheim behem mamish. Not, and therefore, Ella, that's why I have to go ahead and break them. That's what Chazal tell us. What happened as the Hagdama to Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchas. Not that. So L'chura, not according to what we said before, we have to understand that we have two things. Number one, we mentioned before that the Luchas had two milas. Number one mila that the Luchas had was that there were Maisei Elikim. So even though Parach Aksav Ma'aleyem, the Maisei Elikim, the Michtav Elikim is not here, but the etzim fact that there's a Getlecha stone in your hand. Why saying Ein Behem Mamish? Why is there nothing here? You have something which is Kol Kule Shmemis, Kol Kule Heli, Kol Kule Likus. Why shouldn't you give this to the Yidden? Why is Ein Behem Mamish? Why are you describing it that Kilu, there's nothing here, Bechlal? That's number one. Number two, not the Naniach, that you're going to say that the Ksav left, and therefore you can't give it to the Yidden. Why is that a reason they should be shaved it? Even if the quality is not what you want it to be, that's not a reason to break it. It's a reason to be going as it. It's a reason to put it away. What's that a reason? Why? Because parach aksav maleim, that's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Okay. So in order to understand that we hear the beer that we're going to learn, it's good to be magnum, a few agdamas, to understand what's the nekud over here, what's the interpretation that Rebbe wants to be masbir of what happened over here when we get to the shvedis haluchas. Let's start with the beer that the Rebbe brings over here from the Mefarshim. Over here in Ara 12, the Rebbe brings from the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Kisisa. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya speaks over there a big arichis, that what's the Tata describing that the Luchas was Maisa Likim and of a Michta Likim hu? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the Yachas between the Avonim and the Oisius was just like the Yachas of a Gufa Nefesh. That the michtav, not just we understand the gashmi is that when you take a piece of parchment or even a stone and you write letters onto them. So what's the word? Letters are also a daimim dekirinyan. Just like the papers are daimim, the letters are a daimim. Now, but then the letters are a kli that they can contain within themselves a certain intellectual message, a certain idea which are in the Aesius. Said the Mefarshim that the Michtav Elikim that the Eibishter put into the Luchas wasn't just that the Eibishter put letters into the Luchas. That's not what the Michtav means. That's not what it means that the Torah describes that a Michtav Elikim hu, and that's not what was Peirich. Not the Vaharaya, because the Medrash says that what happened, Parach Aksav Ma'aleyem, not Amesha Rabbeinu says, how am I going to give Luchas Shein Behem Mamish? If the literal Vart Ksav means literally the letters, then when Parach Ksav Ma'aleyem, the Pshat is, not that you have no Mamish left, you have not it's not Lucha Shein Behem Mamish, it's Lucha Shein Behem Klum, there's nothing here. You have a clear stone. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that I'm giving them a stone which doesn't have anything. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can give him a stone that doesn't have a mamish. In other words, the same way that when he brought down the luchas from the mountain, there was the word anoichi in the luchas, that stayed. The letters, aleph, nun, chaf, yud, that stayed in the luchas. Now, then, what's the pshat? The michtav explains that Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that the michtav lekim hu means that there was a special neshama, there was a special ruchnis, there was a special ruach hakedesh that the Eibishter put into these aseus. That's what was the michtav lekim hu. And therefore, we bow that the yachas of the luchis with the aseus had a yachas of a guf and a nefesh. Therefore, we know that when the nefesh leaves the guf needs kfuda. That's the halacha. So same thing is also when Ro'am Meshe Shaparach HaKsav Ma'aleyam, and we explain what's the word ksav, a special alikus, a special union of Ruach HaKedesh, a special spirit, a special nefesh. So what happens when the ksav was parach ma'aleyam, stayed, the avonim were left like a guf b'li nefesh, and a guf b'li nefesh needs a kfura. That's the pshat that Meshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. And that's Gnada you see in the Pashas Aksuvim, you see in Pashas Pasha Kisisa, you see that the Torah describes that when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down the mountain, Moshe Rabbeinu was holding the Lucha, says the Torah, biyadei. He was holding it in one hand. B'shas, a few psukim later, the Torah describes that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchis, says the Torah, v'yashlech miyadav. That it came out, it fell off from both hands. And like Chazal tell us, that the luchis all of a sudden became heavy to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat in the roof? Why a minute before was he holding it with one hand, and all of a sudden he can't even hold it with two hands? The Devart is, according to what we explained, it's very understood, because we bawled that the Asius, the Ruch HaKedesh to the Avonim was like a guf and nefesh. So we know the klal in a guf and nefesh, the achai is neses atzmi. When a guf has a nefesh within it, it's much lighter. It's neses atzmi. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was kavyachli able to carry it with one hand. B'shas parach haksav maleim. Parach haksav maleim, the pshat is that the nefesh left the guf, so it was left like a guf mace. A guf mace is much heavier. Therefore, v'yashlech miyadav, even two hands he couldn't carry it. It was extremely heavy. That's what the Pashtos, what the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains. So in other words, so the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains what comes out from other Mepharshim, what comes out, that what was the interpretation of the Shvirus HaLuchis, like we said before, it wasn't just that Moshe Rabbeinu had Luchis, and he made a cheshbon that Yidden didn't deserve it, and therefore he went and broke it. Something happened to the Luchis. What happened to the Luchis? The Luchis, the Nefesh left the Guf, so you left with a Guf without a Nefesh, and a Guf without a Nefesh, Tzarech Kfura. And that was the Shvirus HaLuchis, Kavyochot, the Kfura that the Luchis needed, like the Guf needs after Teisa Nefesh Min HaGuf. But what's not understood over here is HaGufekasha. And this is what the Rebbe is bothered with over here. HaGufekasha, this beer is not enough. Because you're coming and telling me that when the Nefesh leaves the Guf Tzarech Kfura, that we see B'Gashmis, it's Guf is Nirkav. For sure the guf is tzarech kfura, because the guf has no maila, and the guf becomes ma'afarat al-afar tashuv, so therefore the guf is tzarech kfura. The luchis was dachmais elikim. The luchis is something that was nasim in hashamayim. So ain't a chanami, that there was a second maila to the luchis. The maila of the michtav elikim, the ruach hakedesh, a special nefesh that was put into the luchis. And that was parach tak, and that's not here anymore. Good, it lost that maila. Before it had two mailas, now it has one maila. But Akapanam, one mile it's remained with. It's left with the mila, Maiselikimu. And Maiselikimu is like a chamer in the gemaila. So how could that mila be ignored? And that which you say, that something which needs kfura, that's something which needs a shvira. What's the pshat in the roof? Why is that not enough of a mila to be able to sustain itself? Never then, the beer in the roof will understand. Was slick. That's what the third Nekudah the Torah tells us, not just on Maisa and Michtav, nor it was Chorus HaLaluchis. That the Maisa, the Michtav Elikim, the second Maila, which was Parach afterwards, wasn't Stam added Inyan to the first Maila, to the Maisa Elikim, nor it was Chorus, it was something which was Durka Kritz Lagamri. In order to understand this Vart of Chorus, now to Taka Kedai, to go back a step, and let's Taka analyze again. What's Taka the Havana when we say Taka in the Gufa Nefesh, like the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, that the Luchas had to be broken when the Ksav left it, just like the Guf has to be buried after the Nefesh leaves him. And when we'll understand what's the Havana in the Kfuras HaGuf, we'll have a better understanding of what's the Vart of the Shvirus of the Maisa Elikim, the Chorus HaLa Luchas. So Vart is as follows. Seemingly the same Shaila we asked before, B'negeya to the Maisa Elikim, that after the Ksav Parach Ma'aleim, you're seemingly left with the first Maila at least, with the Maisa Likim, B'yatim, the same Shaila, you could ask when you get to Guf V'Nefesh. We said before that when the Nefesh leaves the Guf needs Kfura. Why is that understood that the Guf needs Kfura? Because the Guf is Nifsad. Ha'gufa. Why is Taka the Guf Nifsad? He says, what's the Shverakite over here? The Shverakite over here is as follows. Nefesh and Guf are B'etzim two separate entities. And the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that the Nefesh and Guf come from two separate places. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gimel Shutvim Ba'adam, not the Guf comes from Tipas Avi V'Imei, not, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matal Be'in Neshama, the Neshama comes from the Ebeshter, and the Guf comes from Avi V'Imei. In other words, the Guf comes from, number one, a different place than the Nefesh. It doesn't come from the Nefesh. And number two, it's Kodum La Nefesh, the Yitziris HaGuf, B'Gashmias, comes before the union of the Nefesh. What's the pshat that the child is born, that this guf, which existed before, is not just now a guf, it's not just on flesh, now it has in it also a nefesh. It's an extremely big maila, no shaila about it. But after the nefesh leaves the guf, so what seemingly happened over here, the second, greater, additional maila left, so now you're back to step one. Now you're at least left with a guf. Why does the guf have to be nirkav? In other words, same way the guf existed kaviyachal on its own before the nefesh came into him, let the guf exist on its own after the nefesh came, after the nefesh leaves him. Damim could exist on its own. We see stone exist, we see water exist, we see many inyanim, different inyanim of damim without nafshiyus of nefesh exist. So let the basar adam continue existing. And we see that b'muchesh, we see that the arkava of the guf doesn't start right away. It takes time until it becomes a lafar tashuv. And we see this explains that what's that the pshat in the roof? Because the chayis of the guf has its own chayis to pasha to exist besides the chayis of the neshama. So after the chayis of the neshama leaves, why is taka the guf in the yarkav? Let him remain like his original maila, that he's at least guf, he's at least basar. Let that stay in him. Now what's the havan in the roof? So let's first see what it says, and then we'll see what's the havan in the roof. Yechsidus is brought that the hezber in the roof is that ein chenami, the chayis of the guf, has its own chayis separate than the chayis haneshama. Nevertheless, the lashon in the maimarim is that the chayis of the guf also comes through the chayis hanefesh. And we bow that the chayis that the guf has on its own also comes through the chayis hanefesh. Therefore, when the nefesh is mistalik from the guf, is lost over here, not just the maila, the nefesh brought to the guf, the chayis nafshi. No, the chayis gufni is also lost, because the whole chayis gufni came through the chayis nefesh. Therefore, when the chayis nefesh leaves, the chayis guf leaves also. That's the words that it says in Chassidus. What's the hasban in the roof? What's the hasban in the roof? So, l'chud of the hasban in the roof is as follows. B'shas, the nefesh is mislabish in the guf. So, it's not the way we understand. We want to think b'pashtat, that you have a guf, you have a basar, and then you have a davar nesif, you have a greater, bigger maila, that a nefesh was mislabish in him. You have an entity, which is called a body, a daimim, a basar, and a nesif to him, you have a nefesh which is in him, and that the guf is also a mishadis, and battle to the eira nefesh which is made in him. Nishdas the word. Chayis ha-nefesh, we know, is miyuchid in the roof, like it's explained in Chassidus in many places, that the chayis ha-nefesh is mislabish in the guf in such an eifin that it's a chayis, that a guf atzmenas a chay. The guf alone becomes a living entity. That the guf is not a lavush in thus an em is licked, which lies in him, a inyi chiyuni, a inyi nafshi. Now what's the pshat, chayis ha-nefesh, melubish beguf, what's the vart, that the nefesh is in such a way in the guf that it takes through, he penetrates, that nem durch the guf, durch and durch, at kedei, that the guf atzmenas a chay. That before, what's the pshat, the guf atzmenas a chay bepashtos, that before he was an inyan of damim, and now he's not damim. It's not the word that in him there is something alive. The guf, the flesh, becomes ois flesh. The guf becomes ois damim. And the guf becomes a lebedika entity. The guf becomes an inyan of life itself. His mitzvah, what was beforehand, is totally transformed and becomes a totally new inyan. He alone becomes chai. He alone becomes lebedik. His whole mitzvah, his whole entity, is nafshius. That's his whole mitzvah. Now this nekuda that the nefesh is poiling the guf, it's not just a uftu in the nefesh, that the nefesh is made in the guf, at gedei kach, that the guf atzmei is nasachai. No, it's ki'ilu in the inyin, which happens inside the nefesh, inside the guf also. Kaviyach, what happens over here, what's the pshat that the guf atzmei nasachai, is that the guf becomes an entity that he dehers, that I'm not flesh anymore. I'm not flesh. I was yesterday flesh, when I was metipas aviv in me, before the nefesh was mislavish in me. And like we said before, I had my own chayis. In other words, I had my own inyan. My inyan was flesh. But now that the nefesh was mislabish in me, that the mitzias of a guf als guf, there isn't such a mitzias b'chlal. The whole mitzias of a guf is only a hechitimsa, that there should be able to be, that the nefesh should be able to be mislabish in me, and the nefesh should be able to isfit in the inyanim that the nefesh wants through me. My identity out an inyan is lost, is not here anymore, and the mizbat lagamni called kuli to the mitzias hanefesh. That's the taish, what it means, that the chayis haguf comes through the nefesh. What's the pshat? The chayis haguf comes through the nefesh. That this entity of chayis haguf, that the guf is a mitzias, what says it comes through the nefesh? Its inyan is also nefesh. The guf starts the heading that his whole taish and his whole mitzias is called kuli only to be a mishadus and one which is mivatzeya and echitimse to inyani hanefesh. That's the pshat shaguf atzmei nasachai. The guf atzmei nasachai is a inyan was what they heard in the guf, that the guf realizes that his whole mitzias is the mitzias hanefesh. And therefore, ein chenami lechatchila, before the slapshes hanefesh ba'aguf, the churi comes from a makir b'fnei atzmei and is a mitzias b'fnei atzmei. That's originally. But when the nefesh is mislabish in the goof, that eraling lebedik, a goof atman asachai, to the extent that it's not just something which is imposed on him, it's not the nefesh, it's something that his chayis, a goof, comes through chayis and nefesh, hastis, that the goof alone that has it, he's no mitzias, it's not, there's no such entity called a goof. The whole mitzias of the goof is, kokul it to be a masharas la nefesh. Now that the nefesh leaves the goof, what happens now that the nefesh leaves the goof? Zokstu, frekstu, that the nefesh, the goof should be the mitzias that it was before. The mitzias that it was before is not here anymore. The mitzias of flesh is not here anymore. You're asking him, why do you have to be nirkav, stay at daimim? Kaviyachol, the goof answers you, I have nothing against daimim. Water could exist, stones could exist. If I would always be meat, I also don't mind to exist. Why do I cease to exist? Why am I nirkav? I'm nirkav because why are you nirkav? Stay as flesh, stay as daimim. Go back to your original maila. That original maila is not me anymore. That's not who I am. I was transformed. I became a totally new entity. My home and seas became nefesh. If not nefesh, then I'm not. Ask the nefesh not to be nefesh anymore. Could the nefesh not be nefesh anymore? The goof also can't be not nefesh anymore. If not nefesh, I cease to be. I'm nirkav. I'm not a messias klal anymore. And that's the pshat, that when the stalkus, the nefesh leaves, the goof also becomes ois. I l'chuda his original maila. Let him go back to his original maila. If you understand what it means, charus, what the pshat, what it means, chayis, as a nem dezach durch, durch and durch. What's the pshat that he takes the inyan durch, durch and durch? It's not in mokim. It's not a technical inyan. It's an avana. What's the pshat that he penetrates him through and through? That there's no more him? What's the pshat that the Elyon takes through the Tachton? There's no more Tachton. The Tachton comes kalkuli Elyon. And therefore, when there's no Elyon, there's no him. And therefore, he's nirkav. There's nothing left to his mitzias. That's the Havana on what the inyan of guf and nefesh is. Al-derech zeh is the same Havana what happened to Shas, the inyan of the Luchas. Ein Chanami, the Torah tells us that originally there was Taka two milas. There was one maila of Maisel Likimhu, and there was another maila of Michtav Likimhu. And maybe the maila of Michtav Maisel Likimhu was Kadum Bizman. First you have to have the stone, and only afterwards came the Michtav Likimhu. What's the Vart over here? What's the Echos of these two mailas? Not the Echos of these two mailas are, we're talking about two different mailas Lagamri. Maisel Likimhu means that there's a stone. And this stone was a Getlicha stone. So obviously it's called Kuli Getlach, and obviously it's called Kuli Helik, and obviously it's called Kuli Min HaShemayim, but it's a stone. It was an Evan. What's the Michtav Elikim? The Michtav Elikim, like we mentioned before, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it was the Ruach HaKedesh. What's the word, the Ruach HaKedesh? It was the Gilei Likus that the Luchas brought within it. We know the Gemara tells us, Charis Ala Luchis, Charis Mimal HaMavis, that if there wouldn't have been the Chet HaEgel and Yidin wouldn't have got the Luchas HaRishenis, there wouldn't be an Inyan of Misa, there wouldn't be an Inyan of Shikha. What's the fact there wouldn't be an Inyan of Misa, there wouldn't be an Inyan of Shikha, there would be Bligvul. In other words, so the Michtav Elikim, who you're talking about, there was a Gilei of Ein Saf over here, there was a Gilei of Bligvul. The mail of Michtav Elikimhu, Maisel Elikimhu, Maisel Elikimhu is taka, it's a Gelacharinian, but it's a Gelacharinian Ba'akbala. Masha'enkin, Michtav Elikimhu, we're talking about a Gil Elikus, which is Ein Sof. So how do you understand the passage? That there was two mailas in the Luchas. One Nukud in the mail was the mail of the Luchas, the mail of the Kli, that it was an Inyan of the Ki, but it was an Inyan Gvuli. And then there was another nekuda. There was the Michtav Elikimhu. There was the Gilei Ein Sof. There was the Gilei Ruach HaKedesh, which came down in the Luchas. Tells you the Teda that there weren't two separate milas. The Michtav Elikim was Charis Al Luchas. What Shvat was Charis Al Luchas? Just like you understand by Nefesh that it penetrates the Guf Durch and Durch at Kedei that I come and say that a Guf At Menasachai. The same thing happened by the Luchas Charis Al Luchas that the Michtav Elikim a Durch Kenum and the Maisel Elikim Lagamri until he became his own entity, his whole entity. What the Pshat that the Michtav Elikim became the whole entity of the Maisel Elikim? So to the same way we translated it in Nefesh Guf, it will be the same interpretation in the Luchas. Lichatchila, he was a stone. A holy stone, a godly stone, but he was a stone. B'shas aber de gile likus, which was made in the stone, was charis ala luchis. So what was nirgash in the stone? The stone was margish, he's not a stone. He's not a stone anymore. Just like when the nefesh comes to the guf, the flesh becomes ois flesh, evert the lebedi kazach, the stone was margish, the mitzias of the evan, he's not a stone anymore. He became kolkulei sechgehert gevar in him kolkulei that is a hechitimsa. The Eibishter wants to be megale ein sof to Yidden. The Eibishter wants to be megale the luchis chedus malchamavis. The Eibishter wants to be megale the ein sof over here in the middle of Hazar Gashmi. The gili lekutz which was in luchis erishenis. This has to have a kli that this spilt out of coming in veld. So that was the avonim. So the evans can. What was the? What's the mahus? What's the teichen of the evan? The evans can evanished. He's not a stone anymore. His kol kule hechitim says whole entity, his entire mitzvah, charus durkut kristin gamri. His whole entity became that his kol kule hechitim says for the ruach hakodesh, for the gila kusher de aluchas. That became his whole mitzvah. Now that what happened, what brought about the shviras aluchas? Parach haksav ma'aleim. What happened? The ruach hakodesh, the ein sof, the gila likus, which was in the luchas, is not in his gali. You don't chait in the chata ego. They don't deserve this gila likus. Chazar zua masam. This gilel is not being measured. So what do we have over here? We have over here a evan, which has in it words, a holy stone, holy words, al tehelik, al tzgut, but ein behem mamish. What's that ein behem mamish? This is not me. Kaviyachol, the luchas is saying, this is not who I am. Yesterday this was my maila. If you talk to me yesterday before I became kolkulei hechitimsa for the gilel kushad aluchas, no problem. I'm very happy to be maisa likim. But I'm not maisa likim anymore. This is not what I am. I'm also michtav likim. I'm also ein sof. I'm also an expression of the gilel kushad of the Eibishter. Do I have something? Klum, I'm not. Epes binich. I'm a holy stone, and I have words in me, and I have a holy message, and so on and so forth. But to come to say that this is who I am, it's like saying that the goof should remain flesh. I'm nothing against water, I'm nothing against stones, but it's not who I am. Ich bin Lebedikait. The Michtav Elikim, I as Michtav Elikim, the Helike Stein is Nishton, Nishtak Nishteiner anymore. I'm called Kule Echitimsa for the Gili of the Eibishter. And if not that, so that's not who I am. I have nothing against Michtav Elikim. I'm sorry, nothing against Maisa Elikim. It's a big Maila, but that's not who I am. My entity is something else, Ligamri. So Ram Meisha Shaparach Aksav Ma'aleyem. The Ruach HaKedesh is not here. So therefore, what are you left with? A goof without chayis. What's a goof without chayis? It's nirkav. Why is it nirkav? Because who he is not remaining anymore. So therefore, it's not the vart kav yoch that Meshe Rabbeinu went and broke the luchis. The luchis for zich zu brachen geworden. The luchis is meant to be broken because it's not an entity anymore. Just like I say that the goof is nirkav because he's not here anymore. The shvilis haluchis, the pshat is that there's no luchis anymore. I remain as Maisa Elikim. It's not here. That's not who I am. Someone else could be that. That's not me. So there's nothing else to do. It must be broken. I'm not here anymore. I don't exist anymore. That's the Teichen Pnimi in the Inyan of Shvedes Haluchas. So to be Misakim the beard, what's the Havana that Rebbe Lake Sue in this Mashal Aguf and Nefesh, that the Vart is not that there's a lower Maila, that there's a Maila of Michtav Elikim, which is a Maisa Elikim, which is a Guf, and there's a higher Maila of Michtav Elikim, which is a Nefesh. And therefore, when the Nefesh leaves, he's left without it's left with a Guf without a Nefesh. The Vart over here is, what's the Teda telling us? The Vart that the Teda telling us is Charus. That although lechatchila there was two mailas zulagabizu, each one had its own unique special maila, and one maila was bigger than the other maila, but it's not the vart is that there's two separate mailas. B'shas you have charus, b'shas you have that the gila likus nem durch at kedei kach and a efen of ein sof that he penetrates the tachtim legamni. So the first maila, the tachtim, comes kol kuli elyon, and therefore when I'm elyon, I am, and if not elyon, I'm not legamni. So the dogish over here is not the negative that I'm not legamri. That's the way it played out. It played out that since the parach ksav ma'aleim, the nefesh is not here. So therefore you're left with nothing. But from the fact that you're left with nothing, it comes to teach you what was when it was here. What was it when it was here? That you had a lower darga and you had a lower maila, which l'chura has its own yichas and has its own maila. When it becomes durkinu mekol kulei, with a higher inyan of gila likus, at kedekach, that becomes his whole mahus, it becomes his whole entity legamri. That he falirzich legamri, that the tachtim becomes kalkuli elyon. That's the taich, what Chazal say, that kosh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shviras haluchas. That shviras haluchas by the Eibishter was an inyan of kasha. There's kasha pipshutusha mikra, which a pipshutusha mikra means, like we mentioned before, it means something painful, something hard, true. But there's also kasha lemayusa. Like the Chazal, like the Gemara says, "Negei Kriyas Yamsuf, Kasha Kriyas Yamsuf." In other words, in Yonin that we're mitired in the Likus, in the Eifin of Kasha. What does it mean, Kasha? That just like by a person, a Kasha is forbun. What's shver by a person? Something that takes more energy, something that brings up deeper energy within the person. What's the pshat kashuk kriyas yamsuf? You have the regular gila likus in the welt. And then you have a gila likus, which is from a deeper place, just like by a person to take a heavier package, brings out a deeper koyach. That it brings out a deeper inyan gila likus. So Chazal says that just like by kriyas yamsuf, there was an inyan of a deeper gila likus, like we saw by Mukhish, Zakman Shviris Aluchas is also kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here in the Shviris Aluchas was brought out a deeper nekud in gila likus. What's the gila likus kaviyachu which has brought out l'chud in this tragedy of Shviris Aluchas? In the Shvira of the Luchas we brought that the Luchas says, if not the peak, and if not the climax, and if not everything, then nothing. In other words, over here we see a gila likus where a likus, the maisel, the michtav alikim, nem durch der tachten ad gedekacht, that it becomes kol kulei amitzis, which is kol kulei elyon. And it's expressed in the fact that when the that's not here, when the base is not here, the aleph is also not here. That's the gila likus which happened in the Indian of Shuris Aluchas. A pikol zeh, we're able to understand what's the hashva that Rashi says, like we mentioned in the beginning, that kasha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu misasen shal sadikim kishvira saluchis, because the idea of misasen shal sadikim is the same idea and the same emek which was in Zgal in the inyan of shvira saluchis. In the mitzias of a yid, you also have, just like in the luchas, you have the maisa likim, you have the michtav likim, you have the goof, you have the kli, and you have the nefesh. Al derech says also you have in a yid is the same thing. And a yid is murkif from two mitziasin. A yid is murkif from the mitzias of a goof. And then there is the mitzvah of a neshama. And Chassidus teaches us that not just is the neshama inyan of chelik alikamimal, that also the guf is also a helik azach. The guf of Yidin is also a helik inyan. Like Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, the Rubanu Bacharta, which happened in Mishas Masim Teira, was dafkin the guf of Yidin. It's known the story of the Rebbe Rashab, that the Rebbe said over many times, that the Rebbe Rashab once by a febring and picked up his sleeve and pointed to his arm and said, "Vi tayer is their goof, how precious is this goof of the Eibishter, because so much Tero and Mitzvahs have been given to their goof. In other words, all of Tero and Mitzvahs was given for this goof, how precious is this goof to the Eibishter? It's the goof of a Yid, it's a goof Kaddish. The say is that in the Yid there are two milas. There's one mila in the fact that Ubanu Bachartar, he has the goof Gashmi, a holy goof. And then there's another mile that the Yid has, the mile of the neshama, that the neshama is a chelik alikami ma'al mamish. And just the way you understand the nefesh, the guf bepashtos, Al Derech says also by a Yid, that the guf and the nefesh, each one comes from its own makir. The nefesh, neshama comes from the Eibishter, and the guf comes before, and it comes from Avivimeh, it comes from a different place, b'chlal. So seemingly, although after the nefesh is mislabish in the guf is taken as Allah, to such a higher madrega, to such a higher inyan, that it becomes a guf chai. What do we find by Misasan Shal Sadikim? That it's not just that the guf, the nefesh leaves the guf and the guf are blight, l'chura, back to its original maila. No, like we said before, the guf also becomes nirkav. And over here, the shayla is a much stronger one. Because over here, the vart is not just that the guf has its own chayas. Over here, the guf has its own gedlecha chayas. Over here, the guf has its own gedlecha maila. It has l'chura gedusha and it has a maila misad atzme. So what's the vart that b'shas, the nefesh leaves the guf? Not only the nefesh goes away, the guf also is nirkav. Now, we hear da bring to chareset again, what's the emek of a yid? The neshama, being a chelik alikami mal mamish, his kesher to the Eibishter is a much deeper kesher than the kesher of the guf. The guf, although the Eibish l'chur was beicher in him, and l'chur mitzadiruf, he has a gdusha, but there's no maila in the guf alone. That says the guf alone is not something which connects to the Eibishter on such a level that's who he is. The Eibishter chose him. But to come to say that the guf as a guf has a relationship with the Eibishter, the guf is flesh. The guf doesn't have a maila that he alone has an internal relationship with the Eibishter. Mashaik in the neshama, the whole mitzvah of the neshama is that the neshama has a moon in the Eibishter, and the neshama has avas Hashem, and the neshama has yiras Hashem. These are deep emotional connections that the neshama alone has to the Eibishter. And therefore, the connection, the internal connection that there is between the tachton and the elyon and the neshama is much deeper than the kesher that the neshama has to the Eibishter and the kesher the guf has to the Eibishter. Because by the neshama, it's really who he is. That's his entity. His whole mitzvah is a moon in yiras the Yavah. What do we say? By Shas, Misas, and Shal Sadikim, we find something very interesting. That not only does the nefesh go away, not only does the neshama go away, the guf becomes nirkav. What says the guf becomes nirkav? So if we'll translate what we said before, but get to guf and nefesh, and get to the luchis, but get to atzadik, will come out like this, as follows. That it's not the vart that by a yid there's two mailas. That there's one maila that he has a guf kaddish, that the Eibishter was Beichin in him, and that he has another Maila, a deeper Maila, that he has an internal relationship with the Eibishter, Emunah Yireh V'Yaveh. Now the word is that Bishas, the Nesham is Mislabish in the Guf, and V'Guf Atzme Nasachai. What's the Pshat in Ruchnius V'Guf Atzme Nasachai? That the Guf Atzme Nasa Emunah Yireh V'Yaveh. The home, it's the Emunah Yireh V'Yaveh that the Neshama has, is not just something which remains in the Neshama, and it manifests itself in the body in the Metzius of a Guf. And the Metzius of a Guf is something separate. Nor then, just like we said before, that the Guf is Margish, that he's not a Guf, he's not Flesh, he's Kol Kule, Batl, and Kol Kule Iber Gebin, it's Kol Kule Echitimsa, for the Inyi, for the Inyan Nefesh. So what does it mean by a Yid? What does it mean by a Tzaddik? By a Yid, a Tzaddik, the Pshat is that the Inyanim of Guf, Alts Guf, lose itself. The Inyanim from Flesh, Alts Flesh, don't exist anymore, like we said before, but much more, by a regular person, he's not Flesh, he's Chayis. And what's Chayis? Chayis is also Chayis Psari. He lives like a human being lives. An animal also lives. It's a chayis psari. What it means when you get that tzaddik pshat is that the guf's not guf, and the guf is not chayis psari. The guf gashmi starts being margish, and the entity of the guf gashmi becomes that his whole entity is only a yichitimsa for the emunah yireh v'yaveh of the tzaddik. The same says the tzaddik's mitzius is that he wants to serve the Eibishter. In order to be able to serve the Eibishter, he needs to have Dvarim Gashmim, he needs to have a Yad, he needs to have a Regel, he needs to have different assistances from Inyanim Gashmim to be able to do mitzvahs, in order to be able to be Mimale, his Kavan and Elam Haza Gashmi. So what's the Guf? Not the whole entity of the Guf is that his whole mitzvah is to be able to use the Guf, to be able to Mimale the Inyanim HaNeshama. Al-Derech, the Rebbe brings in many places the Dugma, just to give a little bit more spice to the Inyan. Many places that everybody brings a dugma in the Gea Teitzah B'Shabbos, that the halacha is that everything needs to have a shir. In order to be mechayv and Teitzah B'Shabbos, you have to have a shir. So, Eichlin have a shir, Kelim have a shir. So the Mishnah in Shabbos gives a scenario that someone was Meitzi, Eichlin Pachas Mekashir, that he took Eichlin in a Kli, the Kli was the shir, but the Eichlin within the Kli was Pachas Mekashir, and he did Teitzah B'Shabbos. Says the Mishnah that he's potter. And here comes the Chiddush. The Mishnah says, not just is he potter on the Eichlin within the Kli, because it's Pachas Mekashir. Says the Mishnah, he's potter af al HaKli. Shakli Tzvelele. That's the words of the Mishnah. That's the Hezber of the Mishnah. What's the Pshat? Shakli Tzvelele. You have a cup. So a cup needs to have a certain shear. So if you carried a cup on Shabbos, you're Chayiv. But if you didn't carry a cup, there was water. Now, is it possible to hold water? You can't hold water in your hands. So it needs a cup. So what's the entity of the cup? In Halacha, in Gidri Ateira, what's the entity of the cup? It's not a cup anymore. Vibal, that you need this water across the street. So this cup is a Hechitimsa in order for this water to be able to get across the street. That's why you have the Metzius of this cup. So the cup is Kinkupnish. The cup is also water. It's also water. Its whole Metzius is only a Hechitimsa to be able to bring the water across the street. That's what the Guf of a Tzaddik is. It's not by the goof of a tzaddik, it's not the pshat that there's a goof, there's an inyan psari or even inyan chiyuni, which I use L'shem Shemayim, that he used L'shem service serving the Eibishter. Like with the Alter Rebbe is Magdin and Tanya, that Chayi Atzadik, Einam Chayim Psarim, Kim Memuni Yireh V'Yaveh. The words are very meduyik. What's the Pshat, Einam Chayim Psarim? Doesn't say that Chayi Atzadik, Zemuni Yireh V'Yaveh. For sure, his whole interest is in learning, his whole interest is in davening, his whole interest is in serving the Eibishter. No, the Alter Rebbe is Medayik, the Alter Rebbe says, before Memuni Yireh V'Yaveh, the Alter Rebbe says that Chayi Atzadik is Einam Chayim Psarim. There's not the fact that it's a regular human being that occupies himself kokulu with other inyanim. No, the word is that there's no chayim psarim. The chayim, just like by a person, the basar is not basar, the basar is lebedik. So by a tzaddik pshat is that the basar is not lebedik, the basar is helik. The whole mitzvah of the guf becomes a hechitimsa that he should be able to daven and learn and serve the Eibishter. Where do you see this? Where's the biti dirtsu? The biti dirtsu is by silukim shal tzaddikim. The Bishas, the Nefesh leaves the Guf. So, L'chura, you have a Helik Guf, or Blaib, says the Guf, I don't stay anymore, I'm also in your Kav. The Guf also goes away. L'chura, you have a bigger Ubala Bacharta. The Eibishter was Beichel in this Guf. Vifu Gtenu Mitzis Hamigigasin of their Guf. This Guf has a massive Maila. Why are you being near Kav? Now, we bow that by the Tzaddik, the Yoni Anishama, penetrated in the guf durch and durch charis al luchis, just the way we explain when you get to the luchis, that once the kashal of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, there was such a gila likus, which penetrates in the mata, that the mata also becomes maila, that the maisa likim also becomes michnav. So what's the pshat kashal of Nekadosh Baruch Hu misasan shal tzadikim? What's the gilui? Bishas misasan shal tzadikim, da brings a charis what a tzadik is. Da brings a charis what a yid is. Over here, we got in this gala that the metzias of a yid aren't two in yonim in a yid. That he has his guf that the Eibishter gave him, and he has his neshama, emuna yirav yaveh. Nor chaya tzadik einam chayim psadim. It's not chayim psadim. The whole metzias of the lower mile of the tachtim becomes kol kule a higher metzias, kol kule an higher entity. To the extent that if he loses the higher inyan, v'etir nirkav legambi. So that's the emik of what we say, that kosh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misasan shal tzadikin, vas v'etir nizgale, in misasan shal tzadikin, that the bli gvul of what the metzias of a neshama is. That the metzias of a neshama, the metzias of serving the Eibishter, is at kedei kach, the entity of a yid, is not just something which stays in the realm of ruchnius and dartan farbleibt there, and he uses the goof, or he penetrates the goof, at kedei kach, that becomes the whole metzias of the goof. Now to add over here, he's bringing out in the other 29, that in the neshama there are many different dargis. You have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yichida. In other words, there are many different levels of serving the Eibishter. And according to the level of the tzaddik, a tzaddik that serves the Eibishter on the level of nefesh says, "Whole guf chaya chaya tzaddik in the chayim psalim it's chayi nefesh." What about a tzaddik that serves the Eibishter in chayi yichida? So what's the guf? This whole guf is yichida. Yichida shebe nefesh is not a word that the yichida is the inyan of the neshama, and the guf is the place where this yichida is manifested, where this yichida finds itself. Nor chaya tzaddik ein chayim psarim kim amuna yirav ave, the same way we said when we get to the luchis, that the shteiner became kol kule heichit timsa, timi megala, the gila lekus nifla, that there was in michta velikim charus malachamavitz, the gila of the ein sof. So what does it mean when we get to tzaddik, that his guf becomes yichida? The guf is yichida. The tzaddik serves the Eibishter in the level of yichida, and the guf becomes kol kule echitim, so that he's kol kule here only to bring out the inyanim of yichid liyachtoch, that the tzaddik is one with the Eibishter legamri. Where is that nizgale? It's nizgale by misasan shal tzaddikim. So it's brought out in the negative. It's brought out that if I'm not going to have the higher maila, farbleibich mit garnished. The guf v'nikvar and the guf, there's kfura and there's inyan of recovering. But what's the gilui over here? What's the kasha? What's expressed over here? What's expressed is the positive that is brought out. What's the metzias of a yid? The metzias of a yid is that his neshama, it penetrates the guf at kedei, at the kach. That becomes the whole metzias of the guf. That the guf alone vert yichida, just the way it was by shviris aluchis adav vert nizgala. Over here was nizgala. The oimik in vasat galegin in the luchis, that the luchis was such a gilui of ein sof that it was choyder at kedei kach in the mata, in the kli, in the ma'aseh lekim, that the ma'aseh lekim also became michtav lekim. That's the taich, the way the Rebbe Luchud is explaining over here what it means, the dimyon in the toichen of shviris aluchis and in misasan shal tzadikim, in a way of kasha, that these two in yonim have a very positive inyan that it brings out the ein sof of elikus, of the ein sof of elikus, the ein sof of aneshama, that it's chayden in the mata, at kedei kach, that the mata alone becomes maila. What's the kasha when you get to linyaneinu? A pizza will understand what's the word that v'arein b'ris Hashem heilin lifneiam, that b'shas yidin would go to mulchama, they would take with them dafka the shivri luchas. To explain this inyan a little bit more, Barchave, just to give a small akdam, is as follows. We say, and the Rebbe brings it right here in the Sikha, we say, Chazala, we say, and the Rebbe speaks about it all the time, that the Yechel Michael Achoyel, that Tzadikim Ein Lehem Menucha, Lei Beil Mazev, Lei Beil Maba, Shinema Yechel Michael Achoyel, Achira Lekim Mitzian. How do you understand the Maimra Gemara Bepashtas? That a tzaddik, someone which is serving the Eibishter, he's never satisfied in the daga that he is right now, in the first chayil, in the first madrega, nor he's constantly looking to grow higher and higher. He's not happy with the first madrega, he wants to go to the second madrega, the third madrega, and just the way the Eibishter is ain't soft, so therefore there's ain't soft madrega. So the tzaddik is constantly growing higher and higher. Vos chapsach lefizeh is as follows. That the first maila is a maila. He has a maila. Narvadan, Vibal, that he wants to connect to the Eibishter more. He wants to connect to the Eibishter deeper. Not, therefore, he goes up to a higher madrega. Therefore, he demands it from himself more and more and so on. But if he doesn't demand from himself more, it's not the end of the world. Or, why does he demand from himself more? Because he has one maila and he wants to be Eila to a higher madrega. He wants to be Eila to even a higher darga, deeper skashas he has with the Eibishter. Zakman, that before you then go to Mulchama, we take the Shivrei Luchas. If a Yid's going to look at Mulchama the same Eifin, in other words like this, Yidin are going, are leaving the Midbar, and they're going into Eretz Yisrael. Yidin are talking about a day. They were the Ichle Aman, they're a Shach Semesh Rabbeinu. They're Yidin which are standing with Tachas Eili Tachas Amadrega. Now the Eibishah comes to them and he tells them, you have to leave the Midbar, and you have to go into Eretz Canaan, and you have to make from Eretz Canaan Eretz Yisrael. You have to make over here such a place, you have to take Machda Eretz Yisrael, you have to take such a place and make from it such an inyan of Eina Hashem Lekecha B'mereish Shana V'dachar Shana, you have to have Ibekeren Develt. So the Yid says, for sure, I'm devoted to the task that the Eibishter is telling me to do to make a Dirib Tachteinim. No problem. But you should know, Ich Ben Agut Rid, and I have a lot of Milas. And I'm a Yid which is standing B'tachlis Ha'ili, B'tachlis Ha'madrega. And now, as a Hidr Mitzvah, I'm going B'chayil O'choyil, I'm not just Tumen Mitzich, I'm going also to do a Mechemes Mitzvah to be Kevish Eretz Yisrael. I'm not just I'm being Kevish main cities in Eretz Yisrael, nor like the Mitzvah is, they have to be Kevish Kol Eretz Yisrael L'Gvul Yisrael, Kol Eretz Yisrael Amur B'teira. I'm going L'fnim Mishir Tzadin, I'm going beyond myself, I'm growing and I'm steiging more and more. Zakman dir, that before you go out to Mulchama, we're taking to you Shivrei Luchas. What's the message that we're giving to the Yetzia Mulchama? That the fact that you're going to a higher Madrega, it's not the part that you're b'seder. And over then, you're going to a higher Madrega as a Yisrin, as a bonus, as Lefnim Meshur Sadin. They're just like, why are the Luchas broken? The Luchas also could have said, I'm a finer Eid and I'm fine the way I am. I'm the Chmaisa Elikim. Now, why are the luchas broken? The luchas are broken because the luchas are telling you, you should know that I'm not satisfied with being on the lower madrega. I'm the higher madrega. I'm michtav elokim charus. That became a whole entity. And if not the higher madrega, and if not the ain't suffered, if it's not the ultimate, if it's not the climax, binichnisht, I'm shivrei luchas, I'm sebrachin legamri. So what's the message for the yitzim l'melchama that they should, and they'll nishtalten by zich, that you should think that I have one mile, I have one madrega, and I'm pushing myself to go weiter on another madrega. Nor yeich mechayel l'chayel 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 means that a yid is a yirah l'chayel. A yid with Eibishah is one thing, a yid is tafkin tachas l'shlemus. And why is he going medag l'dag? Because if it's not vibat, that his mehus is the tachas l'shlemus, the tachas l'shkashas with Eibishah. So if he's not in that tachas l'shlemus, and if he's not in that tachlis is kashrus with the Eibishter in his personal life or in the Miliyah Kavanah, if the Eibishter's Kavanah wasn't Mismalu B'Shleimus, that's my Mahus. So if not that, there's nothing. So the Vart is just like when the Shivrei Luchas and Misasin Shal Tzadik, and the Dagish is not on the negative that it's nothing, that if I didn't, it's all or nothing, Chas V'Shalom. That's not the message here. The message over here is that a Yid has to realize that the Yetzi HaMulchama and the Derech Zen in every Yid's personal life, that he has to realize that the going Mechayil El-Chayil is not that you have one mile and you're going to another Madrega. Your Mahus is the higher Madrega. You're actually all the Kimbetzin. You're one with the Eibishter. The Eibishter's Kavan has to be Mismal B'Shlemus. Nor but then has to go in stages. So you have to go Mechayil L'Chayil. But if not the higher Madrega, you're going to the higher Madrega, not because it's an extra credit, it's a Yisrin, it's a bonus, it's a Lofnim Meshur Sadin. A Yid is Michtav Elikim. A Yid is Emuna Yir of Yaveh. A Yid is Neshama. A Yid is Ein Sof. That's what a Yid is. And if not that, he has nothing. V'harayah Shivrei Luchas. That's the message, and that's the limit schus that the Shivrei Luchas give him. So therefore, davka tzadikim, not the isha yorei arach levav. The isha yorei arach levav doesn't have the first maila. He's not michtav elikim. He's not maisa elikim. He doesn't have a guf kaddish. Davka tzadikim. Davka the people that have no chsarin. Davka the people that are betachas hashleimus. And their yesim l'mulchama. Zekman varein b'ris Hashem heilu l'chifneim. What type of mulchama are you going on? You're not going on a mulchama. You're doing an extra credit. You're not doing a mulchama l'fnei mishur sadin. This mulchama, the tachas ha'ili, within your own iskashas of the Eibishter. And your tachas ha'ili in the maila of, in being mamal the Eibishter's kavana l'gamri, to make kol Eretz Yisrael amur b'teira. That's davka tachas hashleimus. And if not the tachas hashleimus, there's no if not. That's our mahus, and that's who we are. And the mulchama is something which is, again, our etzem mitzvah.